Hi, I'm Dave. I'm here with Duke Media Team and Finn, and we're interviewing Paul Collins. Paul, how did you get involved in tonight's launch of Brendan Cumming's book?
I suppose it goes back a good while, because I know Brendan over the years, I know Jackie over the years, and we've all soldiered together, and we've travelled the world together. So in many ways, the seeds for the involvement go back a number of years, but Brendan rang me maybe a couple of months ago and said, I'm thinking of doing a book, and I want you to MC the launch. So when someone you know for a long time asks you to do something, and someone you have great time and respect for asks you to do something, obviously you're going to do that, and I was delighted to do so.
Paul, as a hit man yourself, how would be your standout moment from Brendan's career?
Well, I think it's amazing to think that we were all present for it, and we watched it at the launch, and that is Brendan's one and only championship pint. And there have been great moments over the years, and we've all shared in them in Tipperary. Many feel that, you know, Tipperary as a county probably has had more All-Ireland potential and probably should have delivered on that and realised some of that potential over the years. But I think, you know, obviously we are learning of the backstory of Brendan's career through the book that he's launched, and some of the roadblocks, if you like, he had to getting back to the top. But look, his real thing is that whenever he got knocked down or whenever he was challenged, he rose above it and he thrived in adversity. So with all that went on prior to the 2010 All-Ireland final, you know, we were there in 2009 and we seemed to have turned up, and really, you know, we didn't get the results. In 2010, everything just seemed to work. So I think that point he got in 2010 is probably one that would still really, you know, stand out for most Tipperary GA supporters in terms of Brendan's career. And then, incredibly, there was another minute after that where he put the ball in for Noel McGrath. So, yeah. I mean, I think that, in terms of the dressing room, in terms of his preparation, in terms of his saves, here was a man who was giving the ultimate contribution, scoring and setting one up. I mean, what more do you want a fella to do?
Can you share a funny moment from your involvement with Brendan through the years?
No.
I think so.
Mainly because there would have to be solicitors involved, and we don't necessarily want that to occur. So obviously there are libel laws and various things like that, and rather than involve you guys in court cases and various things like that, I think it's probably best to leave that great story for the next book.
Do you ever see a place in Brendan in the Tipperary management in the future?
Yes. I would say Brendan Cummins will manage Tipperary in the next 3 to 5 years. And I think, you know, if you look at the contribution he's made, look at the type of player he is, and look at the type of insights you're getting from the book itself, where he's talking about his own preparation, dealing with adversity, and also, look, he's been through the mill. He knows what it takes to succeed. He's seen the ups and downs, and he has learned from that. And I spoke to him earlier, and I asked him, would you ever manage Tipperary in the future? And I thought he gave a great response, which was this, that he would like to consider that, but only after his hurling education was complete. And I suppose the sign of a man who is a potential leader, a great leader, or a good leader, is someone who has that humility to know that they don't know everything, but at the same time has the capacity to actually lead a team. And I suppose what Brendan was saying was, in that looking to continue his hurling education, was, look, I don't know everything, I know a good bit, and I have a further bit to travel. So I think, you know, no matter what you're doing in life, whether it's roofing or building or teaching, I think if you've got the approach of you need to broaden your mind and you need to have a thirst for knowledge, he's got all the qualities, he'll manage Tipperary.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. And can I just say that this was the absolutely worst interview I ever did in ever of all time. One of you was good, the other fellow was cat. Now, I'm not going to say which fellow it is, but you know who you are.
Thanks.